Schön Fußball gucken mit den Jungs. Doch als zur Halbzeit bei euch der Hunger kickt, gibt's nur ein paar lausige Cracker, die härter sind als jede Abwehrkette. Und während du dir die Zähne ausbeißt, denkst du nur, wir hätten zu Meckes gehen sollen. Für den Big McDonald's Hunger, probier den neuen Big Gouda und den Big Tasty Red Steakhouse mit 100% Rindfleisch aus Deutschland. Solange der Vorrat reicht, nicht zu unseren Frühstückszeiten.
Bro, I was on some Jordan shit. I swear to God, if you saw me in my hotel room, like, I'm sleeping. I remember I couldn't sleep going into Sunday, and I was just like, I'm fucking holding that fucking trophy up. I don't give a fuck what it takes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Optic Podcast, episode 232, brought to you by Factor and AG1. We are joined by not one, but two. Back-to-back Call of Duty world champions.
Back-to-back.
How we feeling, boys?
Introduce him the right way. It's Mr. Buckets.
It's Mr. Buckets,
Mr. Bro. Mountain Valley.
Mr. Buckets.
Mr. Mountain Valley.
This guy's moving differently. Back-to-back. Now he's wearing bucket hats. What the fuck's next?
Drinking
a Lambo? Actually, you got the Porsche already.
He said, I'm buying Mountain Valley by the case.
Well, that's because I just know I'm going to want more than one.
Of course.
It's water.
I
need more than one.
Exactly. So that's why I'm staying hydrated.
That water is actually garlic.
I used to it is, right?
And that's what you said whenever you went back to back. I said, I need more than one. So you went ahead and you got two. You said, fuck it then.
I'm like, one's really good, but two is a lot better.
Two's dope. Dude, I was gassing it so hard on the watch party when you're just walking across the stage.
I'm like, by the way, that's two. I
said, that shit was so wild.
Everybody's like, okay, this guy's blacking out, I think. The bullshit.
Listen, it's the first podcast since you guys went back to back. So, like, we have to, of course, discuss it from top to bottom. The start of that week. No, let's rewind.
Let's
right?
start from the beginning of the year because holy shit, boys.
You want to go all the way back?
What a turbulent one.
This was, yeah.
Turbulent one with a cherry on the top.
Dark times, yeah. For sure.
Dude, this year was not even real. I swear to God.
Dude, you guys
dark
almost
times.
Picked me up. Thank God.
Well, I mean, I tried.
Thank God.
We're trying to raise him up.
I'm not dropping 1.4s. I would have gave you a 1.0 consistent, and I would have taken the right routes, but I'm not dropping 1.4s at the age of 30.
We would have been godless.
I actually wonder, like I've talked to my chat a couple times. I wonder what the viewership would be if you came back, like your first match. Because it would have to be, it would be huge.
It
would
have been insane. Like, it would have been insane.
It would be.
Like mid-year, like in the circumstances too. Like if you were like, just come back in general, it would have been insane. But with like
struggling team. 18,
you're like imagine Superman.
We win one match. Everyone's like, holy shit, he's the GOAT.
Yeah. Holy shit, we're going to win chance.
Just one match. Just, I'm like, yep.
Yeah, we
and
beat
then
LAG.
I retire again.
If we beat LAG 3-1, it's like, holy shit, he's back.
LAG, give me him. Kismet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world championship whites are available right now. The only difference, just so you guys know, the only difference is that we're going to not have the Monster logo here. This is where the patch is going to go. But it's still available on our store. Look at the champions right now preparing for ESWC. Man, Hook is all up in his monitor as usual. Go cop him right now.
Yo. It was a crazy year, though. And we were all talking about it, like, just in Toronto after y'all won. We were like, holy shit. We really, like, on the watch party all year long, we were like, don't worry, they're going to turn it around.
Yeah, but you're like, we don't really know.
And then
really
it's like the eighth match, and it's like, they're not turning it around. We're like, holy shit.
I think I truly think it makes it that much better, though. Like,
yeah, now it does.
Well, now guys, it does, yeah.
Yeah, like, now, it's, like,
moment, it was,
now it's hilarious.
Yeah, but
it's like watching your sports team struggle. It's like, oh, man, you're a Giants fan? It's like, yeah, I always will be. But as soon as the Giants are good or they go do something that's good, I get to be like, that's right. You know, I stuck by this team through thick and thin. And I feel like your 0-18 stretch was probably one of the worst stretches you guys have ever had as players.
Oh, the worst.
And then to come back and do what – like when I picked you guys to beat FaZe on my stream, I was getting called biased, blah, blah, blah. Optic could never get it done. And I'm like, just watch. Then you guys go out there, you 3-0 FaZe. It's like, okay, that's pretty dominant. Then you're playing Toronto, who aren't, in my opinion, on FaZe's caliber in the sense of, like, I think once you beat FaZe or Thieves, your confidence is at an all-time high.
Like, yeah, champs, like your scrims, too, you're like...
Your scrims have been insane.
That's one down.
Let's go back. Let's talk about the practice.
That's the one.
Ones and losers, yeah, and then Boston got ahead. Your trade somehow.
Yeah, Boston is insane on Thursday. Like, yeah. Bro, they're doing that to everybody this year. What's... Boston's Thursday record, I'm not even joking, might be like, I think
they're Thursday is probably
because the other
Thursday
they started losers.
After I saw Thieves lose and then you guys beat FaZe the way you did, I'm like,
yeah, it's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then now it's our tournament to lose.
Exactly. And the once you're like that, when you're in that mode at champs, it's like, you're just playing with full confidence. You're like,
Let's go back real quick, though, because there was like a zero dark 30 period where you guys, like, no one really knows. Well, because you guys have like a month to scrim. You're not streaming scrims. No one's really talking about scrims. Mm. I kind of shit myself when you were on the podcast with Nick and you were like talking about how well scrims were going.
Yeah,
and I was
like, come
you,
on, Ant.
I was like, Ant, you almost,
the fuck
you almost
you
made
something?
It through.
I was looking thinking the same shit. I'm
you
like,
almost
doing
made
this
it
shit,
through.
Bro. Like, but then again, I was
but
like,
then he delivered.
Yeah, but then I was like, we are low-key slamming.
I mean, dude, when you're slamming in scrims, it's so hard to not be like, yeah, we're slamming in scrims.
Yeah,
like,
because like, it's like, what else do you really, like, what are you going to say? Like, oh, our scrims are going aight. Like,
yeah,
no, just
no,
aight.
That's why it's tricky, because like, whenever I'm asked about that shit, it's like, I'm not going to lie and say like, oh, they're going well, you know?
No, you're pretty good about that.
They're
like,
going
you'll tell
great.
It, you'll tell it how it is. Like, if you guys aren't playing well, you'll like actually say you're not playing well.
No,
and
exactly.
I think that's awesome when it goes well, and then of course when it doesn't, it just amplifies.
No, it
like, of course,
shit.
Shotzi had to go on the podcast and say this, blah blah blah. So depending on how things are going, is the way people are going to run with it. Like hell yeah, they won. And transparency was awesome. I'm so glad scrims are going well. In a hypothetical world where you guys didn't, of course Shotzi had to jinx and speak up and say scrims were going so well.
Yeah.
No, they actually were. Like I wasn't even overgassing it. Like I'm not even trolling. Ever since we got back from what was it, Major Four, DreamHack. Literally, like...
Yeah, our champ scrims are insane.
If there's a record, like, one, we didn't lose a single scrim.
Clearly.
Out of all the scrims, we didn't lose a single one. If anything, we tied against... The only team that we ever tied against...
Wait, hold on.
Was,
you didn't lose a single scrim for a month?
No. Ever since we got back from Major 4, we didn't lose
a
single scrim.
They were saying they, like, wouldn't lose a map.
No, that is true, too. They're, like, Boston, we're, like, 31 against them.
Yeah, that's the example. That's
and that's respawn,
said.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's everything.
Because I will say,
you lost like JP
Boston
said, you guys
Search
lost like one control
yeah,
over like
yeah.
a
that
month.
Like,
to
yeah,
it was
carry
like
them through.
It was like 3-2, and we were like, "Fuck, we lost.
We finally lost one."
Yeah.
Wait, to Boston, right?
Yeah,
but we didn't lose a map to Boston in like 6 sets. I've never seen some.
They're
shit
spawning in like again.
They're like, "Holy shit, do we have to play these guys?"
After
like,
the third time, they're like, "All right."
No bullshit. We get to the controls, and then they would just randomly leave, and they'd be like, "We're gonna go to gym." I was like, "The gym? I'm like, sit your ass down, finish
the
this
fuck
last
you mean the gym? This
the
is
gym's
the gym.
Not gonna help
shoot
this.
Balls.
I said, I'm like, the gym. I'm like, this is the worst excuse I've ever seen, boys. The gym is 24/7. You know what I mean? Like,
we do best of nines, and by like the fifth map, we've already won like the majority of it, so then people would leave. So we
that's how scrims
play.
Always go, bro. Like if you're just slamming a team, like those next like the controls, you're just running it down, just pissing
you
on
just
them.
Tell they're
like,
not trying. Like,
like, all right, these aren't even real reps. Like these guys are checked out.
No, literally.
I mean, you guys sounded and you obviously looked like a complete. The difference from like DreamHack prior to champs was like night and day, but the listen-ins were really impressive because I feel like your comms. Collectively, especially Kyler, we're just like ramped up to a whole new level. Like obviously with the prior iteration, you had Kenny who was kind of like this very vocal talking about stuff. And I was listening to you guys at Champs and it was just very collective. Like everybody, even Mason, like Mason's soft spoken, but like I feel like the communication that Mace
gives the good comms.
But it's like 100%. Those micro comms that you need. Like you always know what he's watching. You know what you need to pick up. Like I feel like you guys just elevated collectively to a whole new level. So
I love Kyler's comms, bro. Kyler was such an underrated piece to the team this year.
He
gets so overlooked. Kyler had like
100%.
An amazing like full season, and I feel like he gets overlooked so hard.
It's just because of the way that people think of like Kyler in general. I was talking to my stream about this yesterday, but the way that people think of Kyler whenever he's like on a different team compared to like our team is just like so much different. And what I mean by that is like people look at Kyler on different teams is like, oh, this guy's just rogue. Whereas if, like, our team, I feel like we have, like, a system to where he doesn't do, like, I guess rogue dumb shit, if that makes sense.
Well, I feel like it depends on his sub-duo, too. I feel like you guys just work really well off each other
because
you're both, like, that rogue, but, like, it's calculated. But, like, you guys do shit together because you're already on the same page, like, all the time just because your play styles mesh so well together.
Yeah, 100%. And I will say that he understands this game. He would probably say this himself because I've talked to him about it, but like he definitely understands this game way more than probably any game he's ever touched. So I feel like that obviously helps.
This was a Kyler game, just
it was.
A bang out. You know where they're spawning every time, and it's just a bang out.
Just like fucking cammering everything. You know what I mean? Like
correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like he's also just like so comfortable. Where I feel like on former teams, like I feel like Kyler's play style, you kind of have to allow him to make some mistakes, and like that's kind of okay. 100%. Whereas like a player like you and Kyler, you can't nitpick the game, because at that point your star SMGs are going to stop making star SMG plays. Like they're going to hesitate that millisecond that they need to make the play, then their timing is off. So I feel like that's like it speaks to like just your guys' confidence in each other, where Kyler feels like he can do no wrong. Even when he's doing wrong, it's not received like, yo, Kyler, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not micro-adjusting his gameplay. Yeah, you're not like, yo, Kyler,
trust
stop
me,
fucking
as a sub
doing
player,
that.
Like, that shit is the most... Like, bro, we are the ones that make, like, literally most of the plays around the map that, like, are fucking ground-baking, like, if you're going to win or not or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I feel like going on a team, kind of like what you're saying, is that whenever you're getting nitpicked too much, especially like as me and Kyler, and you're being told like, yo, you cannot do this on this rotation or whatever, and you take it literal, and that now you're playing like so fucking weird. It's
robot COD.
It's just, it's so
funny to
see
Ann
mini
like,
map COD.
Because I've seen Ann in like robot mode, and bro, this guy starts lagging out, bro.
No, I actually lag out.
He's actually like,
bro,
I have to hold this lane.
He's actually like,
I have to hold the cred.
It's like you can see a force
push.
Field. You can see a force field. Because I can't go past this. What the fuck?
Nah, literally.
I mean, that's just the game, bro. I mean, like, sometimes you're going to run down mid and get a three piece, and sometimes you're going to get blooded, and it just, that's the game. Like,
I feel
it's just
player dependent. I feel like someone that like is down to do that and actually doesn't mind it deep down, I feel like you could tell them to just do stuff like that, but I feel like someone that like, you just have to work off the player is the best way to put it, and I feel like not everyone is like down to do what you say, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly, but...
Like, are you saying like overall, are you saying like a specific like play call, like, yo, let's double bang spiral right now, it's such a bad play, they're probably pre-aiming it, but we're gonna do
it. No, in that case, yeah, of course, like definitely double spiral. I'll do anything my teammate says. It's more of like,
exactly,
whenever you're getting nitpicked of like, yo, you shouldn't do this because XYZ, but in reality, like, you made your play because fucking it felt right in the moment or like this and that, like, it doesn't mean it's a bad play, it's just you probably did it at the right time or the wrong time.
Yeah.
And I feel like explaining that in a specific way, at least to me, is better instead of just saying like, yo, just never do that shit. Unless it's actually the most brain dead play.
Yeah.
Then obviously at that point I will never do it. But
there's definitely some faded ones, but can't all be good plays.
Yeah, I mean that's
if they were all good plays, it'd be a perfect world.
Yeah. But then everybody, no bullshit.
How did it feel for you, man? Winning in Canada?
Yeah, that was actually dope. I mean, it was unexpected too, just because I mean the year we had, and then bro, I'm not gonna lie, when I saw we played FaZe first round, a lot of people were like, oh, that's AIDS. You guys play FaZe or Thieves?
The best time to play them.
That's what I'm saying. And then I'm also looking at it from their perspective, because we've also been a top team. And then obviously, if you have a top two seed at Champs, you should be playing like a team that's...
And they get you guys.
Exactly.
So I'd be like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, we just worked all year to have a seed like this, and we're playing these guys. And we know, like, obviously, they're on the upswing, and then our scrims against them have been really good. And then, like, even just in matches, we've been playing a lot better. So then... The pressure is really on them. Like, you're supposed to beat us. You guys are FaZe. Like,
that's
you guys
what
are,
I'm thinking.
Like, exactly.
So, like, it's all, like, if we lose, we're supposed to lose. And if you guys lose to us, and they know that also we've been playing a lot better, so it's like, holy shit, like, everything's just, like, kind of piling on. And then if you win a series like that, and think about it, like, who's really in your way? Because, like, the other side has Thieves, and realistically, we would probably expect them to play Thieves in winner's finals, but they lost. So now it's, like, now there's nobody left. So now it's just... We're really playing against, like, we're, like, playing in a mirror at this point.
To be fair, though, I will give some props to Vancouver, because that final was actually, like, a really, really good final.
They were shooting, bro.
Like, dude, every single map, like, first map, you guys slammed them. Second map, they slammed you guys. And then after that, it was literally, like, they scammed the protocol.
Yeah, they scammed the protocol.
And then at that point, imagine they don't scam that fucking, they were on defense. Yeah, it was a 5v3. They were on defense. Imagine they don't scam that. Now they're up 2-1. And then the next map came down to, like, it was a Vault HP, I think. Came down to, like, but, like,
literally,
it was a good final.
Yeah, and then it goes
6-5. Like,
it was a lot better than, 3-2. Like, when you guys slammed in the grand finals last year, obviously we love to see that. But this was, like,
this was more... Yeah, this
like,
was a good final to watch.
Like, 5-0, of course, we're like, hell yeah, like, we're stomping them. But
we were kind of tweaking, though, because once it went 3-3,
it was a lot better to watch.
And you
popped
that four piece and you still lost the map. We were like, oh my God.
Oh my god!
Did
nah, I actually yeah?
Nah, you popped the four and then you overheated though.
Nah, I overheated.
You pushed
the
out
fuck
plat
out of
and
that.
We were like,
yeah,
nah,
we were like,
I
no.
Overheated.
That was the best four piece of the year. Though,
that
Mike.
Was insane.
Yeah, that shit was.
He was like 30 HP and got three more kills, and
I
they all just came flying at
bro,
you. I was like, dude,
I don't
want to
like sound like a hater, but dude, there were so many lag out moments in the final. Like,
yeah. No, you're not
like Vancouver.
Him.
Like there were a couple moments where I like these guys are fucking tweaking. Like that four piece was insane, but like, dude, that guy that came your second kill when he just like bot walked around fence. It's like, and then the guy jumps off plat, doesn't even look at you. I was like, and then the fourth guy rounds the corner, he has a pistol and just doesn't hit a shot. I was like, what is going on?
Wait, did the fourth guy have a pistol? He's just coming around that corner.
No, he had a pistol.
He had a pistol. Yeah.
I was like, bro, these guys are tweaking.
Oh, it's actually facts though. Like that's just champs finals COD, dude. I swear it just feels like I don't know if it's just people are playing more stiff. It might be like some like a combo of like people thinking about other shit, but it's just I don't know, bro. Like you're not getting a four piece like that in the scrim heavy. I'm telling you right now, like
no.
You're getting treated after the first guy and
second
then
second guy's
like,
killing him.
You're like one shot.
He was in that the fence corner, like just tucked in that corner behind the box, and the guy literally just like walked around the corner. I was like,
the second guy was the freest kill ever. Then
it was so weird.
The first guy I looked shit on.
The first guy you shit on.
Yeah, first guy was like
the first guy's the only guy that really like was trying to kill you.
That's what it felt like. It was like it was insane.
The first guy, and then the next three was like you just finessed the bullshit.
I'm not taking anything away, by the way. It was still disgusting, but like I'm just talking about like the lag out moments in general, like especially that the proto too. Like it's a 5v3. They just let you guys walk up the point and get on it.
Yeah,
with two ticks.
That was insane.
That
was
actually insane.
My God, we're like, oh my God, they just tweaked.
Yeah, even Mason was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
Bro, you guys were clutching on protocol control, like the 2v4 against Ultra. Like, how are you?
That was gross, too.
If my team had a 4v2 and a
2v4, like you got one, Kyler got one, you got one, and then you were the last
guy. I would be fucking appalled if we lose that round.
I'm telling you right now.
2v4?
Yeah. Like, if I, even in ranked, let's say we were playing ranked and we got 2v4'd when they were on offense, had to cap that point, I would lose my mind.
That was just good plays out of us, though. Because you like flank spiral, right?
Yeah,
flank spiral,
time.
shot one
but
in the back.
I feel like they actually didn't work together. Like, that's like, bro, I could literally, hopefully we never get in the scenario again, but like, think about it. They're coming off spawn. The best play, you already have a guy top trips. You might as well funnel the left side of the map.
They're on O, right? They should just hit boat.
Yeah,
just
you
four
just
stack
go boat,
boat.
Go to the stairs, go to point.
It's
instead,
two subs.
Instead, one guy went bottom mid, I singled that kid out. Kyler, where did Kyler get the kill?
He was like 10 steps, maybe.
No, Kyler killed his guy gun, from what I remember. Like top mid area. Like right
was
there.
He top
yeah,
mid?
He did, yeah, he killed the guy top mid.
And then now it's a 2v2, and now like anyone can win that. Like they didn't even, they're just tweaking, I'm not gonna lie. That was just like a tweak. Like
it was insane to watch.
Champs.
We were like, what is going on?
Dude, like that's what I was saying sometimes. I was like, holy shit, bro. This is like a straight movie plays, bro.
And then they battle back. Now it's 3-3, and we're like, holy shit. Like now this is actually a series.
Literally.
That's
and then you guys slammed. Dude, you were making like actually, you played in the final, your search plays were like literally perfect.
Yeah.
Like every search play like was so like thought out and methodical.
Oh, yeah.
Like you just tell you and you're
nah,
in
thankfully
your bag.
They didn't play that map, so like all the strats that I was saying was strictly off like them not having reps on the map to where like
and they
can't
also
adjust.
Didn't have
reps
on us. Bro, no bullshit. Did you the first two maps we were realizing like, bro, these guys knew like they were low-key just playing anti to every one of our strats and they were like fucking we went down 2 on the proto and at that point we lost like 8 rounds like straight and I was like or I think Anton, he's like, yo, these guys know our bag. We're like, bro, we got to change everything up, bro. At this point, like, fucking, like,
no,
just don't do, like, the shit that we've been doing, like, especially in this tournament, because, bro, everything we're doing is literally just mirror, just perfect countering it.
Yeah.
So we're like, we just got to low-key like, play more on the fly.
Yeah, because, bro, the way that Nep was doing, like, a specific thing, did it right then and there, literally just told me, like, all right, they, like, actually watch their shit, because no one has ever done that. I'm not going to say, like, what it was. But...
Oh, yeah. I mean, before a champs final, you guys know what the maps are going to be. Like.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Like, you guys probably
and
knew
what
the series was going to look
but...
like.
It's like...
Was there a weird veto in the final that you guys were like... Because they only had one veto, right? They got one...
What is it? HP?
An HP?
Oh, Skyline.
Yeah,
what, they get the veto Skyline?
Yeah, your guy's Skyline looked crazy.
Yeah, but I'm like, damn, I was like, low-key hoping for that in this series. Like,
yeah, same. It's my favorite map to watch.
Same.
That's the hard part
I was like, please play Skyline. I love watching that map.
I was like, please, Skyline game one.
Skyline is fun to
Every
watch.
Time I see Skyline, I'm like, yes.
It's actually it's
my favorite
though.
Map.
Well, FaZe and Thieves are facing criticism because, like... They didn't change up their search stuff. And I saw.
And I will
like,
agree with that. I'm
I
not
saw someone's
lie.
Take. They're like, well, it's hard to change stuff up when you're so dominant that, like, how do you. If you're Thieves and you're dominant in search, right? And you're dominating teams, how do you go in the practice room and say, yo, we need to change everything up? In hindsight, it's like, of course, yeah, we should have changed everything, but they probably felt like, yo, we can't be fucked with. Which, like, you guys changing your stuff sounds
changed the tournament.
Like, you guys were like,
actually,
yo, we have to do completely different stuff because they're blind countering us.
That was, like, mid-map adjusting because, I mean, one, we didn't win a round for, like, 8 straight, and it was also, like, we were realizing that everything we did, it was like,
hard
you can
counters?
Tell when you're losing a round and it's like, bro, we're just losing situations. Like 2v2s, we're losing post plan. Or like, but if every time we're in a 4v4 and then the round ends within like 5-10 seconds and it's like, the we're in a 1v4, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, and they're all four there. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like,
they know.
Yeah, they yeah. obviously know.
You so know who search I really fuck with? Boston's. Boston
yeah,
plays
yeah.
good search.
Yeah, they're so dirty, dude.
They're good search, but I've watched it, bro. It's low key just like just Black Ops 4, just like RNG.
Snoopy
like
perks playing 2v2.
But it's
like,
not, though. They'll have like an AR watch over. Like, it's similar to how you guys play, but obviously you guys
like
do.
2-2. Like, on Hossie, they do this. They 2-2, right? They single whoever the fuck out, and then they all group up, and now they're hitting random ass shit together, which is good. It's just like their way of doing it. That's just like,
and it's so hard to read.
It's
like,
the most weirdest.
We're getting
shit to
double
read.
Slit on our side, like rock bomb. You're like, what the fuck are they doing? But it's like it catches you off guard. But
yo,
I fuck with their red card too. Like when they work out or like outside the A bomb.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're right. Yeah. I was watching the red card. No.
Like they'll push up sidewalk, get into the like P2, and then they'll like get info on the guy back P2, and then they'll just run him.
Red card, dude. You're so sketched to go B because you're like, dude. What if,
they're
double
bro?
Cornered in there? Like, we don't know. We
yeah,
have no information.
Team, no, I literally told my team, I'm like, yo, if you guys play red card in a single match this year, I'm going to fake my own death. I promise you can find a new fourth. I'm not playing them up. HB, SND, fucking domination.
That was Miami?
Yeah. No. For the last event? You're talking about...
No, I'm just saying, like, that was your Miami? Like,
oh,
you didn't want to play red card?
No, yeah. Miami, that was South Beach, bro. I don't know what the fuck it was.
No, I'm saying, like, Miami and Cold War.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, okay. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I promise you I've never played that map. Just like, he was scarred on Miami. I'm scarred on red card, I promise you. I'm
See?
Faking my own death.
It happens,
if we have to play
They were sending me top like, purple alone.
Yo, Ant's like, yo, we gotta do this. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do
it. Yo, how was Kitchener from your guys' perspective? I will say, before we get into it, Sunday did look the most packed.
Yeah, Sunday was definitely
like Sunday looked a lot better.
Thursday
but
on
the prior days
like
felt like
good, but
very dull, man. Obviously, we were watching you guys and your play kind of carried us through it. But for champs, how did Kitchener feel from your guys' POV? Is it something you even like noticed? Did you?
You talking about like the stage or the just
the
like,
event?
Everything, like the whole the fans.
It was mid till Sunday. I'll put it like that. But I mean, it was still lit,
bro.
I mean, it's champs. Like, yeah. You don't care.
You
I mean, you guys are playing, so you're like, obviously you want a good turnout, but like, you're so locked regardless.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He'd be playing on Mars, and I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, like JP said that Thursday and Friday were awful.
It was awful, to be fair. Even Saturday was kind of, it was low-key awful also, but
Sunday, when you guys were in the final, everyone's like, okay, now we got to go. Everyone in Toronto was like, all right, we got to go to Kitchener.
Hour and
Wars.
A half, let's go.
We're going.
Yeah,
they low-key forced it, right? Cause, like,
Nah, that was just like, okay, Championship Sunday, Optics in the final. If you're in that general area, you're down to make that trip.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Yeah.
100%. It was lit. I mean, regardless of the fan shit, like, it was actually... I don't know. That shit was just lit.
Yeah.
I like that stage, bro. Gets me going, fucking.
Yeah, you were talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, you have, like, a default emote.
Yeah, no, I gotta get a new bag.
It's the same emote every time. You're fucking dog shit. You're just spamming it.
Just that every time.
Like me at the start of a round in rank play. Just, fuck, I'm emoting.
That's my starter pack on that fucking stage.
Yeah, the starter. Yeah, that's the face-to-face stage. That's Ant's starter pack. Bro, I was crying, though, because apparently Ender was at the event. And then...
Dude, I saw him at the meet and greet.
You saw him?
Yeah, it was on Sunday. And
what?
I, like, out of the corner of my eye, he's like, yo. I did this. I went... I like double took it hella quick. I was like, yo, and he was looking fresh too. He had a button up on and shit. I was like, all right then, Ender. What's good, kid?
Nah, bro, that's actually comedy because he called me. I actually had no idea he was at the event, and it was 2 days after we won, and then he's like, bro, I thought he was going to congratulate me, right? And then he's like, bro, you think you're fucking good? You only win champs that I don't go to. I'm coming back next year. I'm like, I thought he was going to be like, yo, good shit.
Bro,
like,
he always shows up, dude. He showed up at our 1v1 too. Was it Major 4?
He did?
Yeah, I looked out of the corner of my eye. He's like, yo, let me play. I was like, dude, let the fans have a shot at... He's like, let me play. I'll win a rack right now.
Yo, I actually love Ender, man. No bullshit.
Dude, he just pops out of nowhere, dude.
Yeah, he's just with the controller every time, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we used to go to the diner and he used to pull up with his hoodie on, like, fucking...
With his scuff case?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this guy's ready.
Chipotle bowl in the diner?
Yeah, he'd bring his own lunch.
Yeah.
Guy's a lunatic.
Like, you want anything to eat? He's like, no, I'm ready to play. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's got to come back, bro.
He's actually a legend. I swear to God.
The league is better with Ender in it.
Oh, bullshit, bro.
That kid's hilarious. Do you guys start scrims today?
Yeah, finally, dude.
Finally?
Or not finally.
So you're still itching?
Nah.
What's today, the 8th?
Nah.
You guys...
Actually, I don't know why I said finally. Honestly, I couldn't even... If we had one scrim going into it... I mean, I swear to God, like, scrims are just so, like... It's just easy mode. I feel like this point on, like, after champs, like for example, like, leading up to champs, it literally was, like, instant. Like, everyone knew everything. Fucking, we'd get on, not lose a map, get off. It's like, holy fuck, like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that again.
I feel that. It's like everyone, at this point in the year, everyone knows how to play the game. Just who's going to play better on the day, you know?
No, literally.
Obviously, there's talent and stuff like that, but. Yeah, at this point, everybody knows what the fuck's going on.
Everybody knows the game.
I think I could spawn in and know what's going on. We've watched so much fucking COD.
Yeah,
like,
literally. You know what's a scam. You know what's like.
And this game's easy. Like, it's this game was like an easy COD.
It really was.
From like a just overall.
Didn't know what to do.
Like spawns, knowing how to control the map. It's like so straightforward. It's
Wait, I do agree with that. I think this COD was by far the easiest COD.
Well, yeah.
Also, hack sprint assist on. Everybody looks like Shotzi on the map sometimes.
100%. We all thought it would make the skill gap higher, and it did the opposite, I feel like.
No,
like everyone, people are arguing with this. I'm like, before, in prior years, like, you would watch Ant or Hydra and be like, yo.
It looks unique.
Like, this is, like, it's just so impressive. And now it's like, there's still a slight gap between, like, you and someone else, for example, but it's so similar now compared to prior years.
Yeah,
and also, you guys didn't have to learn any new maps. Like, that's something that MW3 threw to you guys. It's like, okay. You guys got 3 new maps introduced. You actually have to put your head down and, like, figure out how to play it. What's the best way? You've been playing the same fucking map for how long
fucking,
now? Six months? 7 months?
I mean, besides dealership.
They add fringe when the game's dead? Like, when the game's over?
Are we playing that, by the way?
I don't think so. Apparently, we're trying to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we should play for search, though. Get rid
I
of
hope
red
you
card.
Guys play it biasly.
Get rid of red card.
Red card's out.
I'm so down
we
to
know
get rid
optics,
of red card.
Vote. Get red card out.
I promise you I'm so down to never play that
I'm
shit
actually so excited to watch EWC, though, because, like, you have that pool play aspect where you're playing each team once, and then you go to the bracket. Like, it's just the way that I think COD should be, like, from a league perspective. So,
well,
I'm
actually curious. Do you guys know by any chance if any AM team got out of group play last year?
I don't remember.
You guys...
Fuck. I think one did. Didn't Lore? It was like Alex's team.
Oh, they actually did.
Did they?
They were in our group, I think.
They might have actually.
Was that Byron?
Did they? I think one team got out.
We played Byron and we beat them.
Were they at least beat a pro team in the pool?
Yeah,
play
maybe they beat a pro team, didn't make it out. But I thought one did. Maybe I'm tripping.
There's some heinous
I
shit
going on.
I do feel
like this
though.
Year they're low key. No, I think there is going to be.
Did you pull up the pools actually?
Who's that Omit team that everyone guesses?
Because pools are.
Which one is that? Is that Standee's team?
Yeah.
There's
Brooklyn?
Two different Omit teams. There's.
Exceed.
Bro, Exceed's inevitable at EWC.
Like
he's guaranteed spawning into that fucking
yeah,
tournament.
Just pull up the groups.
Yeah,
oh, these, okay.
You know, it's an early start for us, boys. 7 a.m. starts. Wasn't it? Didn't we start at like 5 a.m. last year? Or am I tripping?
Oh, shit. I forgot it is an early start.
Oh, yeah.
7 a.m. is not terrible.
I mean,
wait, is that? Wait, do you guys remember for Sunday, like if it was at the same time as also? Was it 7 a.m.? It was probably maybe a little bit later.
I think it was a little later.
Wait, maybe 9 a.m.
Yeah,
8,
like 9 maybe.
Wait, how ahead is Saudi?
Like
9 a.m.
9, 10 hours? 9 hours?
So 7 is
8
what?
Hours maybe?
7 is 5.
No, I think,
no,
it's,
I think it's like...
It might be like...
So they start at 4 p.m.?
6 to 8? It might be 8.
6 is like London time.
Yeah, 6 is
it's
London.
It's way more East
Yeah,
Coast.
But think
it's
about
the
it.
East.
So,
yeah,
so,
it's like...
Yeah, but I would say 7 a.m., you're maybe starting 3 p.m. Saudi time then?
Nah,
which
I remember
would make
starting
it 8
ahead.
Hours
that's
ahead?
Really?
That might,
yeah, no,
not,
they'd be playing it like...
Bro, we started 10? At 9.
Yeah, they'd be playing at like 10, 11.
Started at 9 before.
9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're playing late as fuck.
Bro, we started fucking
late. Oh, so we're
late.
Just... So 7 a.m. is generous to us. Matt, can we look up the time
difference? I mean, imagine
that 1
p.m.
here to Saudi.
1 p.m. is like 10 p.m. there.
That's why, like, the time situation was, like, kind of fucked me.
Because they're ahead by... I thought it was... It's 8
hours.
8 hours.
8
hours.
I knew it. Thank God. See, I'm not...
So we go back to the Call of Duty, and then look at the start time says 1. So, like, we literally play at 9. Or what is it, 8?
Yeah, 9.
We literally play at 9.
No. We play at
no,
1 that time, though.
That's winner's match?
Is that 1 o'clock? Like,
no, that's 1
there.
That's 1 here.
Oh, it's 1 here.
Central, yeah.
Yeah, so we play at 9.
Yeah, you play at 9. Lock in.
Wait, how does that make sense?
Wait, no, I'm down.
Wait, look at this.
Yeah, no, that's right, because remember you were like, yo, we got to leave at 5 o'clock for the, no, warm-up's at 5 o'clock.
And then
I look, and then, bro, it's 5:05, and Ann just pulls up like a zombie at our door, the PPA, at 5:05. I was like, yo, and it doesn't say a word. It's like I'm looking right through him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, holy
the
shit.
Blank stare. Yeah,
and then he's like, holy shit, bro. He's like, I feel insane, jet lag, all this shit.
Yeah, how crazy.
By the way, yo, we actually have to lock in for Ann.
How crazy is the jet lag over there?
I swear to God.
Because London's bad. No? I can't imagine going to Saudi.
Bro,
he's not calling
Saudi,
strats.
Bro,
oh,
Saudi.
He's like, he just steps in. I'm going to go to bed 3 p.m.
Saudi is insane.
Kyler's got to step up. When it comes down to jet lag and all that shit, dude, like...
You have to go like 4 days
early? I'm
just going to
force the fuck out of like just actually staying up. That's what
You know, you know where you've been fucking up? You've been fucking up when we land, you insta like just give in and you're like, I'm going
to
go to sleep.
You have to fight it so hard, bro. You got to find something to do, drink as much coffee as you can. You have to fight
it. Dude, but by that third coffee, you're like, oh my, it's 3 p.m.
You feel insane.
You need to fight it with ounce of being you have. Otherwise, what happens is you're just beat for the rest of the time.
Yeah, because
you're
there. Like first sleep is actually your like pattern for the rest of the tournament for the most part. Like
but it's fake sleep though. Like you'll the first night you wake up and you still feel
it's like 4 hours. You still feel crazy because
it's like, I mean, think about it. You're 8 hours in the future, so it's like you're waking up. Your body's just not acclimated at all.
So when do you guys fly there? The tournament starts the 24th. I'm assuming you
Monday.
Leave like the 20th?
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Or 21st,
so then
I think.
You have
it's the 21st.
Damn, you're leaving the 21st?
Because the 20th is a Sunday, no?
The summer is here. There's more sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special. And the number one thing that you don't want to be doing all summer is spending all those hours cooking inside. So it's time to talk about Factor. Where Factor comes in is there are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals that are ready in just 2 minutes, taking the hassle out of eating well. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle over summer and beyond. Factor powers your day from sunup to sundown with nutritious breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks, and also desserts. You got to have a little bit of a sweet tooth sometimes. Factor has your whole day covered. Enjoy more this summer. Get Factor if you want all of the flavor and none of the fuss. I've been eating Factor for like a couple weeks now. They sent over a big old care package. And my favorite is the poblano chicken. You guys got to try it. I ordered all chicken. I love chicken. I'm a big chicken guy. And the chicken is so great. It's moist. You heat it up and it's really good. You got to try it. Get started today at factormeals.com/optic50off and use code optic50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code optic50off at factormeals.com/optic50off for 50% off plus free shipping. Factormeals.com/optic50off. Do you guys like being healthy? The answer should be yes, because I know some of you bums aren't healthy and you're looking for a way to get healthy. Well, it's time to talk about AG1. We've got a superfood awesome drink. Oh, wow, this is sturdy. Listen to this. It's all metal. AG1 is a drink, a daily drink. You pour all of these 75 plus minerals, vitamins, probiotics, and whole food source ingredients. It says it right here on the back. You pour those into your glass of water. You put the cap on and you shake it up. And look at this. You've got your daily drink that is going to be able to keep you healthy. It supports immune health. It fills the nutrient gaps in your diet. And also helps with your energy and your digestion. And I've got a bad gut. I don't know if you guys want to hear about my gut, but it's not the greatest. So this is definitely going to help. Pour it in. Drink it up. It's got measuring on the back of the cup. And it doesn't taste bad at all. It's a great product. Definitely go check it out. This costs less than $3 a day after it's all said and done, which is less than a cup of coffee. So I mean, it's a good place to start. Good place to start your morning. Now, I've tried plenty of powders and greens before, and let's not sugarcoat it. Some of those taste horrible, like awful. Some of them have bad aftertaste, and some of them just taste bad all throughout. But this, it tastes actually really good. I know it looks crazy, but it's greens at the end of the day. What, do you want them to put blue food coloring in it to make it look like a Fortnite juice? No, like it's going to look great, or it's going to look green. Start giving your body the nutrients it needs. Just head to drinkag1.com/optic to subscribe for less than $3 a day. If you use the link, you'll also get a free welcome kit with a shaker bottle. This shaker bottle is really good. I just... 5 AG1 travel packs and more with your first purchase. That's drinkag1.com/optic. Thank you to AG1 for sponsoring this episode.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure this
I don't remember what we did
the
last
tournament's time. The what? 21st? 24th?
24th through 27th or 28th? Is it,
oh,
it's a
really?
4-day, okay. Right? Or 3-day?
4-day. Thursday.
4-day?
Yeah, I think so, right? Because there's pool play too, so I think it's 4-day.
Yeah, Thursday through Sunday.
And then it's single elimin bracket.
Which is kind of crazy. Honestly, I don't mind single elimin if it was the best of seven.
They're not BO7s, right?
No, they're just best of fives.
Is finals BO7 at least?
Yeah.
So finals is the only best of seven.
Yeah.
Well, single elim.
At least last year.
Single elim from pool play is a lot more like reasonable than just going to play one match and going home.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like at least you get to play pool play, and then if you're in winners, like you know what I'm saying? Like you at least play COD. Whereas imagine just some of these events, you're flying out, you're playing one losers match, and you're going home.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, I feel like I didn't even get to play.
You're guaranteed what? At least three matches.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like similar to how it used to be. It's like they're back to back. You'll play like two matches in a day, maybe one on the last day. But at that point, it's like, okay, now we know, do we need to win this? Is it like, you know, it's pool play.
Wait, does the tournament start on, is it just Friday through Sunday or is it?
No, I think it's Thursday through Sunday. You guys start Thursday, yeah.
But yeah, AWC is going to be fire. And how much is first? 200?
A lot of money.
150 each?
I think it's 600, yeah.
I mean, shit.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I'm down.
I mean, yeah.
Be real nice.
Champs, I'm all adults.
Champs and EWC.
Champs, EWC. How many champs and EWC?
That would be, what an ending to the year that would be.
Yo, there's some heinous shit going on, by the way.
I mean, it is a back-to-back theme year. You know what I mean? Like, we got FaZe winning the first two, these winning the next two.
Now it's your turn.
Now it's your turn.
Think about it.
Just at the right time.
There's some heinous shit going on, bro. You guys see Vance's Challengers team dropped Henry for Beans?
Oh, really? Oh,
so
that's what
happened? I did
see that. So they qualified with Henry, and they dropped him for Beans because Beans got dropped.
What?
I would be infuriated if
Wait,
we qualified.
That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
I think there should be a rule. The only way the Challengers teams that qualified should be allowed to change is if one of the players goes to a pro team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be able to drop someone you qualified with because that's so much hard work, bro. They place like second a bunch of times. Like, that's hard work to qualify for this tournament.
Yeah.
And now this kid doesn't even get to go. And I love Beans, and maybe he's an upgrade, but it's not even about that. You also have Carolina now coming in with three new players, rumored to be Cobra, Afro, and FDOT, because Tej goes to Falcons, Gwynn to Cloud9, and I think they're dropping Dylan Rex. But there's some decent shakeups.
I forgot about all these team changes.
Wait,
I'm about to be screaming against fucking.
By the way, I gotta cut you off, but like, how does like third get paid more than fourth when it's like the same placing in this? Because last year we got just top four, top three, but it was like...
Maybe there's a third place match?
Is there a losers match now? A losers finals?
Oh yeah, there might be a consolation match.
Like if you lose to the team that won the tournament,
that'll be fun to watch.
Or maybe that, whoever like.
Yeah.
No, I mean you're sitting there like,
oh, right,
please,
yeah,
right,
an extra 20K.
Look, ooh. Hell yeah! See, that's awesome. That's gonna make that match so much more fun to watch.
I mean, yeah, it's an extra 20K.
That's like playing for bronze.
Wait, but 20K. I mean, fuck, you're going hard.
Yeah, no bullshit.
But why not us? I mean, I'd rather make 20K than not make 20K.
Yeah, no bullshit, yeah.
All day. Yeah, it sucks that you're out of the tournament, but there's still something to play for. Damn.
Because last year, I think third and fourth just got 40K each. So this way, now it's 30 gets 50, and now second or fourth gets 30.
Okay.
So instead of just, they kind of split. I like that.
Yeah.
Damn, nice. Even if you placed 9th through 12th, man, you're walking out of there with 10,000 apiece.
I think even if you just go there, you get 5K each. Yep. Yeah, top 16, 5K each.
But yeah, it's going to be fire. It's on Twitch, too.
And we're going as Opta Gaming, I think.
Really?
Oh, it's on Twitch?
Yeah. Well, last year, we did too, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Opta Gaming.
We're down. I'm down to go back to
Yeah, it's
back.
On Twitch.
Yeah, that's lit.
Oh, yeah. Like, look, it's like, even Minnesota, they go as G2. That's pretty cool.
Team War.
Yeah, I like how it's like 100 Thieves and like the FaZe Clan.
The opening ceremony for EWC is Thursday.
This Thursday. Yeah. Apex is this weekend.
Yeah.
That is?
Yeah, the opening ceremony is Thursday.
I'm watching that shit.
We should just watch Party Apex.
That's going to be lit. How is Apex
really
doing?
Low-key, I'm actually kind of
down. Todd is dead right now, bro. Let's just fire it up and let's give the people what they want.
Just watch a little
I
Apex?
Mean, Nicewig's got it on lock. I would never... You know, that guy's got a good operation.
I saw Wig at the Borderlands 4 event.
He's so vibey.
I walked up to him, fucking crazy dab.
Yeah, Nicewig's the man,
yeah, I was
bro.
Like, my fucking guy.
I tweeted about Sleep Token one day. He goes, dude, I didn't know you were a fan. I'm flying out. We're going to a concert. I'm like, Wig, hell yes.
Wait, so this is Apex. I'm down to watch, like, Sunday, maybe Saturday, because, like, Pool Play Apex is, you know who's going to make
you've
it
You've been grinding League. MSI is this weekend.
Yeah.
Big league tournament.
Yeah, that's like the...
I didn't know. It's like the second biggest. It's like second biggest tournament other than Worlds. Yeah. And I would actually like understand what's going on now.
I need you to give me the crash course. Or I need to watch a YouTube video. Because I feel like it's a game you have to play to understand.
You have to. Like, yeah. There's 181 champs.
Well, you didn't understand before you started playing either?
Did I? Or would I have understood it?
Yeah.
Probably not to the same
Like, before
degree.
I started playing, no. Not a fucking clue.
There's no way.
Not a single fucking clue.
I would watch Worlds just for dope. Like, I would just watch Faker play, and the casters do make it a fun experience, but I don't know what the hell's going on.
But now
on.
I'd actually... I haven't watched a league tournament, like, knowing league. Now it would be hella fun to watch, because now I know, like, probably what about half the champs do, but I know, like, all the champs that they're going to be playing, because there's, like, meta champs, I'm going to know what all of them do, because they don't play, like, the shitter champs.
Yeah. It's just so weird for me, as, like, a strict FPS guy. Like, if I watch Shotzi get a three-piece, I'm like, oh, Ant just shit on them. When I'm watching Faker get two, I'm like, yo, did he just shit on them? Or, like,
oh, I sure
it's so mechanical. Yeah.
Like, did he get a free two-piece, or did Faker just piece
bro, they're
these
dodging
guys up?
Qs. They know every, like... It's insane, because you see a champ on the map, you'll see him for a split second, they immediately, in their mind, they're like, all right, his Q does this, he does this, he does this. You look at your tab, you're like, he has these items, can I win the fight?
So it's so impressive.
It's fucking insane.
Damn.
Like, they tab, they're like, okay, I'm down 10 CS and down a kill. He has one extra item. If he hits everything, I probably lose this. Or he's like, my champ hard counters this champ. I can actually get away with like fighting this.
I feel like League's like the chess of esports. Like, I have to learn it. Like, you have to play it to understand
it. Yeah, that sounds
like chess. Yeah, no, it's insane. And then you're like, the objective control, there's dragons, grubs, Baron, fucking
I respect the fact that you're just a dirty gamer when you're not streaming. Like, the fact that you're off stream just sitting there grinding League, it really is impressive,
I played till like 3 last night.
I just melted into my couch and watched TV.
Yeah, I played till 3 last night. Dude, I'm almost in gold. I'm in like hell elo right now. Like, I'll play perfect and we'll still lose because my teammates are just.
Wait, do you
awful.
Like that?
That's what I heard too.
Do you like the other game mode? It's called like TFT.
I haven't played that, but a lot of people play ARAM, which is all random, all middle. So you'll just play. It gives you a random champ, and it's just one lane, and you just headbutt each other.
You got to watch Arcane now. Oh my God, Arcane is so
good.
What
champs are in Arcane? Is it Jinx? Who's
Jinx? Vi.
Vi, okay. That's a jungler.
What's the rat looking dude?
Twitch?
No. He's like a, I don't know what he is. Hermendinger?
Oh, Heimerdinger.
Heimerdinger, he's in it.
The scientist.
Yep, Heimerdinger. Dude, it's so good.
Wait,
you gotta watch it.
Like same like
concept?
Yeah, but completely different.
What?
Like it's a MOBA.
Oh.
So it's like same thing. You get gold.
Yeah, when you guys,
what is the difference?
Just different champ. I mean, different map, different champs. I've never watched.
When you guys are at EWC, is it like you're only seeing COD people, or are you like seeing other stuff? Does that make sense? Like, is there any interaction with other esports, or is it like you're going to the COD place?
Yeah,
and that's
there's an esport that's like next to you. So last year it was FIFA.
Oh, yeah, we did have the FIFA.
I remember AG said he randomly went in a car with like this FIFA guy. And, like, apparently he's the best FIFA player in the world. Can you look him up? I don't know. Search up, like, I don't even know what you would even search
best
up.
Best FIFA player in the world?
But apparently, apparently this guy's, like a psycho in, like, a good way. Like, he just yells at his coach. Because, I didn't know that. FIFA players have coaches when they're playing? Like, right behind him.
I didn't know that, really?
Get the cross.
And you'll see, like, you'll see whenever he's losing, like, he'll, like, be bitching at him. And, like, he'll be, like, throwing a fit. But apparently he's, like, the best player in the world. I don't know his name, though.
That's crazy.
But yeah, he had a conversation with him.
Dude, I hope we go there with the CS.
CS is so cool, man.
Yeah,
I think CS is by far the coolest.
I mean, let's
like
not
FPS
even... I mean, we can get into this, bro. This CS case little phenomenon going on
it's
right now.
It's overtaken Twitch. Everyone, I streamed for the first time yesterday after Champs. Everyone was just saying rip cases.
Was it Nitcha or someone
I think
else?
It was Nade.
What I don't, the one thing I don't like about it is when they come to my stream and they're like, yo, Zen, buy cases. I'm like, yo. You guys know this is like expensive. Like, it's not like, and they're like, you got it, bro. You're on Optic. It's like,
I mean, that's like 60, 70K in.
Yeah, how could I compete with that?
Is he buying the cases? Because I know he's buying the keys.
He's 60 to 70 in.
Holy shit.
I think it's more than that. I think he said it's like 80 to 100 or something. But yesterday.
Like, I'm a level with you. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just keeping a buck.
But to be fair, yeah, no, it's actually fine. I promise you, I'm not hitting that shit either.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Look at this.
You know? I'll play. I might open 100 cases.
No bullshit. I'll invite me to the queue. I'm down. But
dude, look at that picture of Matt and Tim real quick. Can you go to the final slide real quick? Good Lord,
just
man.
Two fucking morons.
Look
just
at that.
Degenerate case opening.
This is crazy, though. I mean, so for those that don't know, if you haven't been following, they've been opening a bunch of cases. The whole community's rallying behind it. This guy who has a crazy Steam inventory offered each of them $60,000 worth of cases for free to open. And it's like 2016 MLG stickers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And if you rip one of those Titan stickers or those, it's literally 70K, 60K.
If
boom,
you
right
rip a Dragon Lore?
20K. Just boom.
20K?
Yeah, 20K. No bullshit.
A Dragon Lore?
Yeah, factory new, souvenir. That might be 50K. I'm not a souvenir.
If there's no way a Dragon Lore is going for 20.
I'm telling you, I can show you right now. Dragon Lore gun, or
it actually, only goes for 20? I thought Dragon Lores went for like a fuckload.
No, they used to. They used to. But then the gunnier op, which overtook it. It kind of overtook like the main op.
What's the main op?
The gunnier. That's what it's called.
I've never seen that.
But to be fair, Dragon Lore, if you get the souvenir one, factory new, that shit goes for, because it's like, it's in those cases, the souvenirs.
But what's the AK, the blue gem AK that everybody it's like 1.5 million?
1.5. I wonder if that case is in here. Because
right.
If you hit
it
one,
me, right?
If
bro,
you
hit
it,
shit.
The guy who pulled it got offered $1.2 million and said no.
Yeah, it's smart.
I would have pressed AK sell.
Yeah,
that was smart.
Yeah, of course.
To
it's
say
like
no,
a Pokemon card, it only goes up in value.
Yeah, yeah,
no, unless someone else pulls it, then it goes down in value. Isn't that true?
I don't think it would. Skins, I think every skin is like one of one. Like every skin's unique. Like for you to pull.
What's the difference between one and two, bro? There's two of them.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God, there's two of them now.
Yeah. I would sell it for 1.2
million.
There's
two in the world.
Yeah. I would sell it for 1.2 million.
If
I got a trade offer and it said, hey, Zen, I'm going to give you $1.2 million cash for your AK-47, I would have said the AK
is
all
fucking hold it for,
I would say,
what
absolutely.
If you hold it for 5 years and it's worth $2.5 million?
I'm
that's
not thinking that far.
That's
I want the 1.2 and I want it right now.
Bro, you know, all the skins at CS2 just went up, like, I'm not even joking, like 200%, bro. Because I bought two of my skins, the Tiger Tooth and the Slaughter, Karambit and a Butterfly, for $500 each. And this game, I sold them both for $2,200.
See? I just can't
four
believe,
times,
bro.
Literally 400%.
These
boom.
Guys,
cash.
Counter-Strike investment. Has the operation, man. Because not only do you buy the case, you got to open it with keys. And it's like,
that's
to
a,
open 100 cases, it costs like...
double the price, basically.
Over $250.
It's a scam.
To open 100 cases.
Dirty, dirty scam.
It's crazy, man.
It is a fire serpent.
You got a
case,
good thing
so.
Going, dude.
But I am excited to watch this, even though I don't really
know.
When
is it happening?
I think they're doing it Sunday, maybe?
And which, Nate has got some pulls from these cases. You got the Hedge Maze minimum wear
those are 20K, right?
20K.
I saw that's the green ones, right?
Yeah. Crimson Kimonos, 5K. He got like two other like good knives, I'm pretty sure. Like a Gamma Doppler Butterfly, that's like 8K. So he's gotten like, he spent like, what was it? Like you said, 100? Close to 100?
80.
Yeah, something
but
like that.
He's gotten, just from the cases alone, probably I want to say like 50.
Well, his stream
least.
Is just like...
And the stream.
Yeah. The stream is just...
I'm still...
What's going on?
It's
I'm
insane,
ripping that.
Bro.
I'm still not ripping that.
It's crazy. I mean, it's...
I'll play Warzone Ranked.
Yeah, fuck that.
Or I'll hop into some Face It.
Yeah, yeah. I'll invite
you.
No,
you should try.
Yo, I was watching you play yesterday. You're actually like kind of snappy.
Yeah, yeah. But then yesterday I was low key crashing out because I was in a dirty losers queue, and in my chat every map like Nade's opening this first time chat. Nade's opening. This. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I'm
like,
I'm gaming.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I keep losing every game.
Yo, real
yeah, no,
quick,
that shit's crazy.
Let's rewind to champs real quick because I feel like we didn't really talk about Mace. How was he post champs win? Like that. We've said it a bunch on the watch party and stuff, but like. His family has to be mind blown.
I mean, yeah, his life completely changed.
Like he goes from getting blessed because Beans can't get into the country, so he plays for Beans. He shows out. He joins Optic as his first ever starting role, and then wins champs like a month later.
I'm pretty sure. Yo,
it's like the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, W Mom, after Mace had the grand finals appearance, of which I didn't even think was as bad as he seemed it or whatever the fuck, but she was like, that setup had to been broken or something like that. And it was just
she back beef?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
I was like, yeah, I agree.
She knows ball, bro.
Bro, Mason, now, Mason the first nah, 3 days. Mason's in, like, I tip it. His gameplay, like.
He could do no wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like the one thing that.
He's actually insane. Like, he plays smart. He's got insane gunny.
Yeah.
Good comms. Like, he's nasty.
The one thing as a competitor that he has that, like, it's hard to teach or, like, whatever the fuck, is just his confidence. I feel like that's, like, the biggest thing that he has that, like, is his biggest, like, trait because. Like, as a rookie and, you know, coming into the league, like, I don't know. People just second guess. And especially if you're on Optic and you have all these expectations, like.
Dude,
you know what
I couldn't.
So I feel like, Mace is just him. Simple as
I
that.
I remember the first day you guys scrim, I was like, how'd it go? You were like, bro, this guy's actually him. And I was like, really? It's like that? He's and like, then, dude, this guy's actually him. And then he went out there and dropped a 1.5 against FaZe, 1.4 against Boston. Next thing you know, you're in, like, the winner's final up against, or sorry, Toronto, whatever. You played Boston Winners Final. Did you guys ever at some point think, like, did you guys get ahead of yourselves? Like, yeah, we're winning this shit? Like, on some...
Like, early in the year or, like, at Champs?
At Champs. Well, the confidence is good.
When you beat FaZe.
When you beat FaZe, you were like, yo, this is our tournament?
Nah, I knew we won that shit, like, 100%. I'm not gonna lie. At least in my head.
After 3-0-ing them, too. Like,
bro, I was on some Jordan shit. I swear to God, if you saw me in my hotel room, like... I'm sleeping. I remember I couldn't sleep going into Sunday, and I was just like, I'm fucking holding that fucking trophy up. I don't give a fuck what it takes.
And hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was just kind of my mindset the whole time. And yeah, I mean, we got it done.
Hell yeah.
That was like the one event that like, I don't know. That shit meant a lot to me, to be honest.
You could tell.
Just because like.
That listening on Rewind, like it sounded like you broke down for like a quick second.
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
But it was awesome, like, to hear that emotion, like, you go back.
And then Kyle
was
just like, oh, my God.
He's like, oh, my God.
You're like, oh, my God. And then you just hear Kyler at the very end. He's like, oh, my God.
Well, I also feel like,
awesome. Yeah.
I feel like for you, like, you also got, like, a brunt of the backlash this year, too. Like, when things weren't going well, like, a lot of the talk was about how you're the problem and all this shit. You guys go 0-18. And then, like, there's no bigger fuck you and shove it up your ass than going back-to-back and winning the biggest tournament that every player wants to win. Like, some people are debating, like, oh, this team won two. Any player that won two majors would trade it for a champs ring in this, like, current
100%.
Format. Not even close. Like,
yeah, I'd agree.
Would you rather win two majors or, like, what? You want to win champs? So I mean, I feel like for you, like, you just heard how much it meant to you because I feel like you dealt with so much shit and just like the bullshit, delusional crap that people say when things aren't going well, that like you just have to just let roll off your shoulder. I'm happy for you, bro. To see that happen was like, it was just special.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy doing team changes every, and that's the thing is that like, bro, we didn't want to do any of this shit this year. Like, ideally in a different world, we're with Ken and AG, and we figure out just shit in game. You know what I'm saying? Everything, for the most part, started from like outside the game. And then obviously it trickled into the game, which is like kind of unfortunate. But I mean, hey, fucking ended up working it out in the end. So fuck it.
Yeah, the butterfly effect of this year is actually insane. Like for Beans, like this whole year is insanely different. If Beans just literally gets to Miami, no problem, right? Was it Miami?
That's life, bro. Opportunities come at random times. Yeah. You got to capitalize.
What's the saying? Luck, when luck and opportunity
meet or some shit?
Luck
like that?
Is when. Opportunity
and
hard work,
something like that.
Right? I know.
I don't know the quote, but
it's
we're on the right track.
That.
Everyone
it's
knows
that. Something
everyone
like
knows
that.
It's that.
I'm probably butchering it, but
it's true because bro, think about it. If Mason didn't go out there and perform,
that's what I said too to Mace. I'm
it
like,
would have been like.
It's one thing that you just had the opportunity to play, but it's another thing too that you like fried. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you made the most of the opportunity, and then like,
what the fuck is you, that? Like, is that a horse?
Luck is when hard work meets opportunity.
Bro, I was talking about it. We were baked on the 4th of July, fucking ripping the gorilla finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Mark. And I was like, bro, I don't think you realize you changed my life because you said yes for me to come back to Optic. Imagine he said no. How different would everything be? That one decision.
Wait, so that's what happened?
No, yeah, that is actually true.
Yeah, Mark was like, Matt was like, but Mark was like,
bro, are you
Seth.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark was like, bro, it's Seth. We got to let him back.
4th of July was fun.
Yeah.
Man.
That's yeah. Mark crazy. Was, and I was like, bro, imagine if you would have said no. And then
Yeah. Want to know what's crazy?
That would have been crazy.
I actually saw that clip last night.
You should have came, bro. We were baked.
Yeah, you should have came.
No, I would. No bullshit. I would have pulled up if I wasn't just. I'm not gonna lie. I was off of a CS bender. So like, I've been on the benders.
I saw that clip on.
That's the thing, dude. After champs, dude, the past 2 years, I let the moment get to me, bro. I'm like, I'm ripping fucking games.
There you go.
Buying skins.
You deserve it, bro.
Oh yeah, no, I saw it.
But now I'm back. I saw EWC grind. CWC grind.
I just got locked back in. I saw the clip
after EWC.
Yeah. Oh yeah. After EWC.
It's demon time.
You know where I'm gonna be. It's not gonna be a shocker.
Counter Strike nonstop.
Just 6 a.m. Just fucking bitching about my team missing the smoke.
You like CS more than Val?
Right now,
yeah. That's a good question. Or no, in general.
And it's prime? Fuck no. And it's prime, Val, I've never been that addicted to a game in my life.
Val in its prime was kind of nuts.
It's like 2021, 2022 Val, like, is on our Cold War team towards the end. Like, that offseason, I've never had. That was the fastest offseason I've ever played. I'm like, fuck, dude. New COD's coming out already.
Was the game just better, or just like because Val was like newer? It was just like elite.
I don't know. I think the community also wasn't as like, bro, Val is just straight AIs now, and the game has just got a lot worse. It's like,
yeah.
And it's so util dump heavy now. Like before, it was kind of just like gunny, like maybe a couple of util spams, but now it's just like you play against like, if you get in a Radiant lobby, it's just people just literally alt stacking. It's like you're not even shooting your gun. You're just fucking flash. Like there's a bird flying in the sky. Like it's just
smoke, jet smoke, dash in. Now it's a mix.
Now it's just
what
no
the fuck's
chance.
Going
like,
on?
And your teammate's also AI as fuck, and he's being a robot. And now he leaves the game. I'm like, what the fuck,
bro?
Is this
you
now?
Know
what?
Some of those guys are creatures, bro.
Literally
dude,
creatures.
League kids,
Riot kids. I think is what it is.
Are creatures?
Wait, apparently you can't talk. You can only text.
Only type. And they get me heated.
They get tight?
They're all
dude.
Freaks, bro. I swear to God.
I'll literally gank their lane off the start of the game, get them a kill, and then they'll be like, dude, you didn't gank my lane once. And I'm like, do you have fucking CTE, brother? Like, I literally ganked your lane.
What the fuck does that mean, gank your lane?
So jungles, like, if you're getting, like, pushed under your turret, they're, like, winning the lane. They're just, if you're pushed under turret, you can't farm CSs effectively. So your jungle is supposed to come from the jungle, like, through the river, and try to gank the lane and, like, kill you 2v1 their top, mid,
AD
carry.
I gotta play this game, bro. I feel like I'm on LSD support. Trying to understand what the hell you're saying right now.
I've played it a couple of times. Like, it's actually, like...
Well, you've actually played it?
I tried playing it on my boy's crib because he loves TFT, and he was like, you gotta get into
it's
League.
So
it's
so fun,
good.
Bro.
And, bro, it is so
It's just
deep.
So challenging, and yeah. I love, like, a challenging game. It's like, you
it
have to actually, like, learn because it's so different from COD. It's not an FPS, obviously.
You know what I heard, too, is, like, bro, like, if what rank are you? You're probably, like...
About to be gold.
So, like, if you're, like... Bro, I heard that rank, silver, is, like, insanely hard to just get out of. Like, even
really?
If you're, like, pretty decent.
Well, yeah, because, like, I'll be in silver, but, like, everyone, whenever you're, like, joining into the game, you can see, like, a little gem at the top of their thing, and it's, like, their last season rank, and I'll be playing against, like, diamonds, but I'm, like, why the fuck are you in silver?
Damn.
And it's, like, wow. I'll be playing 3 diamonds, and I'm in silver.
Is this skill gap
and
crazy?
Then I'll have a plat,
bro,
a gold...
I heard the skill gap's insane.
Like, are you getting dominated by diamonds, like, when you're playing them?
No, not at all.
No?
Well, it's so dependent on, like, the start of the game, too, because if you get snowballed, like, you just lose so fast, because, like, now they have 4 kills and Drake, and they have, wet like, items and shit, and now you're like, I can't even fight them.
He heard Drake. Champagne poppies.
Drizzy. But, yeah, now I can't even fight him. So now you have to, like, farm and not scam, and it's, like, so hard not to scam because you want to fight. It's like...
I wish. See,
do you need discipline in that game?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, if you're down 4 kills, their jungle has 4 kills, you have none. He's got an item already, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Also,
I can't
it's
even
one
look
of those
at
games that, like, I guess it's like, this in every game, but, like, once, like, you're, like, the snowball's insane, like, the fact he has everything, like, full momentum, full confidence, and he's got every util.
And he has items?
Yeah, so now you're just, and you're, like, fucking starting from zero.
And there's, like, champs that are annoying as fuck to play against, like, Rammus, he's a little turtle.
Yeah.
And he literally has a shield on him, and then he builds, so if you're an AD, you literally can't attack him, or he just kills you. Because he's like, every time you attack him, you're taking damage.
Oh, it's one of those, man.
So you can't even look at him. You're like, all right, hopefully my AP,
damn,
like, player just blows him
wait,
up.
That's so good.
Dude,
wait,
you're probably going to love watching now. Like, the fact that you can now watch high-level League and
understand
it, that's probably amazing to watch.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, it's going
to
be awesome. I'm sorry, I keep talking about League. I'm just heavily addicted.
No, it's cool, man.
Bad. Bad.
You're addicted to League. You guys are back-to-back world champions starting scrims. I'm in fucking hell. I have no idea what... I have no idea. I have no idea what to do. I'm just doing random shit.
Come play some Rebirth with us, bro.
Rebirth, man?
It's fun for a couple hours. And then, like, obviously, I mean, even with, like, multiplayer rank, like, a couple hours is fine. After you get to, like, 5, 6, and you start getting, like...
They're getting brain rot.
Yeah, you start just running it down. You're not even thinking. Yeah, yeah.
I will say in 10 days, I'm back on GTA RP. That's a game I can lose myself in, and like feel like you're streaming because Tommy's new server comes out in 10 days.
Oh, really?
Prestige nice. RP too, yeah. So I'm excited because I'm like the whole community is going to play that in the off season because what else is there to do in the off season?
Can anybody play that? Like, can anybody or is it just like people that are invited? Like, how does that shit work?
So obviously, we could just like get whitelisted and get in. You have to like apply to be in the server, I think. And then sometimes you probably have to wait into a queue. But I think the server's probably capped at like 150 people at a time, depending on the size of the server. But I will say, like, my peak GTA RP days, some of like the way you're addicted to CS was the way I was addicted to.
Yeah. Yo,
I was
get
talking
in the
like
league,
Fat
bro.
Tony 24/7.
Dude,
I couldn't
think about league?
It. My bad, go ahead.
No, I feel like
I need people to play with.
You should try.
I was playing with Dylan a little bit, and then he stopped before champs.
You should try streaming it.
He's good, right?
He's in like plat.
Why don't you try streaming it? You wouldn't want to play it on stream?
I've been thinking like play Warzone like Rebirth for like 4 or 5 hours, then play like a couple hours of League to end my streams because I love it. I would have so much fun doing it. I'm just so like, you know how it is.
You're
I don't want
to fake it off too. Like I'm gonna get off chat and just play more off.
Yeah, it's so bad. I'm like, all right, guys, I have something to do. I'm just lying.
Just
I'm in the jungle again.
I'm in the jungle.
And the worst part is there's people that are like, they know my account, and they're like, dude, you're dirty grinding. Because you can look at all my games played. Yeah, I have eight games played after I get off. They're like...
I used to hate that with Valor. They're like, dude, he's still grinding Valor.
Dude, you just played 4 hours?
Yeah. And each game is like, what, minimum 25, 30 minutes?
Damn.
The commitment.
So like, you'll play three games, and it'll be 3 a.m., and I'm like, holy shit. And I'll run out of
shit. Yeah, you're like, Loki, time for one more.
I come downstairs, Iz is asleep. She fell asleep on the couch last night at midnight. I snuck upstairs, literally tiptoeing to go play League, so I didn't wake her up.
That's actually. I was like, when you know you love a game, bro.
It's like the opposite of Christmas morning. You're going up the stairs to play League.
That's hilarious.
Bro, I might start playing League though. No bullshit.
Dude, it's so fun.
It's been flirting with my mind, bro.
You got to get in because then we'll duo queue.
I like that, and you have to teach me because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing sometimes. Because I know you're supposed to just click shit on your mouse, and that's where your character.
You're not
going to
play, but. Yeah. It's fun to talk about.
Wait, look at that.
It's a lot to learn.
Look at that. Neuralink unveiled demo that allows people to play COD with their minds. We're entering, like, unfortunately, the territory where I think it might be the beginning of the end because some of the shit that I'm seeing is, like, unacceptable.
Control two joysticks.
Like, what do you mean you can play Call of Duty
with
your mind?
With your mind. What I'm about to show you, and I think this is for the first time someone playing a first-person shooter game with a brain-computer interface... This is
let's see if this
Alex
is Lil Jon POV
playing Call of Duty, controlling one joystick to move and then the other joystick to like think point your gun and then shooting people as a button. Here's Alex shooting another person.
Looks like he has delay though.
I'm challenging that.
I swear
I'm challenging that.
So they're just playing with their minds. They're not actually shooting. They're actually they're on a controller.
Yeah, play with your minds, buddy. You're getting challenged.
Bro, what? I'm challenging that.
Good luck against this.
Wait, so they're literally... What?
That's just the start. Think about that.
Bro,
like, that was just the beginning of this whole new...
Okay, this might be...
I'm about to be like Prime Scrum. No way, bro.
Wait, this
like,
might be
those guys
really
are delayed,
dumb.
Bro.
Wait, I'm actually just curious. So this might be a dumb question, but, like, if that shit was in my brain, right, and, like, it knew the way that I wanted to play the game, could it mimic that?
I mean, right now, based on how new it is, probably not. But I mean, maybe in like 20 years,
yeah,
you can like move and play
it.
Like Shotzi. Could you imagine there's a Call of Duty League where there's no one holding a controller? It's just like Professor X, just fucking Magneto.
They all have helmets on.
Eight players just.
Yeah. Wait, it's like playing with the Force. It's like Star
Wars. Seriously.
Bro.
That is kind of crazy.
Could you imagine?
That would be kind of crazy.
That's
bro.
Insane, dude.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hopefully
but yeah,
that.
It's like. Technology is like starting to get to that point where it's, I don't really follow much about technology, so I don't want to like speak about something I don't know about, but the AI shit and all of that, everyone that like I talk to is like, dude, it's getting insane.
Well, I mean, I saw a clip of like Aiden Ross talking to Lacey, and Aiden Ross was just changing his face. One second he was Lacey, the next he was Ronaldo.
Was it like pretty like...
It was good. It wasn't like
I saw that
crystal perfect, but it was like
soon it will
I saw
be.
That clip. That was fucking hilarious.
But I'm just like, dude, it's like it's close enough to where like this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
We were talking before we started the podcast. It's like this is could you imagine being in eighth grade and like this is your life? Like you have ChatGPT AI and all this stuff from like grade eight. Like
Look
this
here.
Stuff didn't exist until a few years ago. Like now it's like you don't need like retention. You can look up whatever you want on a whim.
You literally can find the answer to anything you want.
TikTok is frying your brain. Like, the brain matter is just seeping out
of
ears at
this point.
That's
why I feel like pretty blessed to have, like, grown up on both, in, like, both generations. Because, like, my adolescent years when I was, like, you know, 5 to 13 was, like, normal. You know, there was the iPhone wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
Going outside, playing sports, which I'm sure people still do.
Yeah.
But right when they're done with their sports, they're right on their phone. Me, I would come home. You know, it was just different. I'd watch SpongeBob or play COD. But now it's like people are straight to their phone or social media.
We were like gradually introduced. Nowadays, if you get a phone, it's like a completely different world opens up. Like, social media for us just started as like you got to talk to your friends more. Because Facebook, I'm talking to my friends from school just more. So it wasn't like this crazy new, it was new, but it was like, it was just more of the same in the sense of like just more communication. It was cool.
I mean,
then Twitter came along.
You're 26 now, 27?
26, yeah.
You're 23, 24? So like, did you guys, like, were you guys in high school? Like, did everyone have phones and shit already?
Yeah, in high school, everyone had, even in middle school, people had phones, but it was like the Blackberries. Like,
Was very common. Same, that's like, everyone had like a Motorola Razor, like the little flip phones and shit.
If shit looked cool as fuck though at the time, it had aura, I can't lie.
The Razor?
The Blackberry?
Oh shit, I had the Razor.
Yo, being a parent has gotta be tough now, man.
It was like the sleek, like, mine was black, but it was like,
Pull it up.
But it's just a flip phone. And that shit was fire.
Whenever you flip it, I swear to God,
I had the orange.
Yeah, it gives you dope. Like,
This shit.
This one?
This shit had aura back then, though, bro. Like, if you pulled this shit up today, you'd get roasted.
Yo, look up the Envy.
Yeah, 100%.
Look up the Envy phone, man.
But, like, imagine, that's what I had in high school. Now they have an iPhone 16.
Yeah, and then they're like, dude, it's so slow.
The camera's better than fucking.
Bro, did you guys have this?
Cameras.
This is what I had. I had this.
Oh, yeah, I remember people
having this. I had the orange LG Envy. And I felt like the top dog when I was using that thing.
Wow. Holy
but it's just so crazy. It's like, it's only going to get crazier, too.
Well, I genuinely worry about what the future looks like. Because it's like, not only, like, it's just frying brains.
Bro,
like,
now you're
18 and you go on TikTok and you see, like, another 18-year-old on a yacht who made millions off crypto, and you just feel like a loser. Like, I can't imagine.
Or it motivates you, depending on how your brain works.
I don't
know. You got to use it as motivation.
I don't know. I feel like everyone's, like, rushed now. It's kind of scary. And then
what's
being a parent.
Comparison is the thief of joy. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
is
but, see.
One man's gain is not your loss.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
But these things are, like, designed
for you to compare.
Be happy
for what you have.
Bro.
Gratitude.
You're comparing follower numbers. You're watching dream lives. Kids on private jets. Like, it's so hard to not compare, even though you're not supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, nearly impossible. But imagine being a parent these days, too. Because the kids, it's crazy. But then, like, if you don't let your 8-year-old get an iPhone, you're the asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Because all their friends have iPhones, so then you're the asshole. Yeah,
when we eventually do have a kid, me and Iz, I mean, we've already talked about it. We're going to try our best to, like, not have an iPad kid. But again, like you said, at a certain point, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck,
Dad?
Yeah, they're going to see your room, League of Legends, this and that. You're the center of the scene.
This guy's got an iPad. I got nothing. I'm going to say, you've got a baseball bat. Go hit a dinger.
Yeah. Let's see if he's going to be like
Papa
fucking
proud.
Let's see if he's going to be an insane athlete first.
Times have changed, though, too. Because, like, back when I was young, I could be like, hey, Dad, can I play with your phone? And I'm playing, like, some stupid game on his BlackBerry. Nowadays, if my kid asks for my phone, like, you can't have that.
It's TikTok.
But there's shit on there you can't see.
TikTok.
But then you've got those 10 years where they're just resentful and they're mad at you. But then 10 years later, like, if that would have happened to me, if I was 8 and I got denied, like, all that shit, I would have been mad at the time.
I'm gonna have
10 years later, I'd probably have been like, thank you.
I'm going to have two phones like a drug dealer. That's my plan. I'm going to have my nefarious phone with all my stuff.
You got two phones like Kevin
Gates?
And
then my other phone is going to be, like, orchestrated to build a happy, perfect child. The phone's only going to have vibey colors and Mario and
Miss Rachel.
Yeah, no social really media. Miss Rachel's going to be, yep, I'm going to have, that's it.
Smart.
Two phones.
Smart.
This combo's going way off the rails, but I'm loving it.
That's funny, man.
What time are we at, dude? We're talking about fucking
Blackberries.
Oh, good. Back-to-back champions. The fucking boys. Mr. Buckets in the building.
Mr. Mountain Valley.
Mr. Mountain Buckets.
Mountain Buckets, man.
Mountain Buckets.
Mountain
I like
Buckets
that.
Is Brucey from now on.
Yo, seriously, boys, congrats, though.
Yeah,
that shit was
insane, bro.
Real quick, couple call-outs. The championship white jersey is available for purchase right now. Link in the bio. We have Inter Miami night this weekend, July 12th. There's a meet and greet with Hex and Hitch, and also you can cop that Optic X Inter Miami pink jersey on July 12th. And that's going to do it.
Big company guy over there, Zen. That a boy.
That's going to do it.
We big company guy. We don't like
points
you. Points right there.
We love you.
A couple points.
Thanks
right
for
there,
watching.
Zen,
yeah.
Points.
Peace. Come on. Later.